The alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is December 10th, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I can't believe how fast this year has slipped away. And, you know, I know last December I was saying, hold on to your seats. 2016 is going to be a rocky ride. I really didn't know that it could be. It's been a rocky ride in some ways, but it's been so refreshing in others because our movement, our cause has just seen an explosion. I mean, we've seen the explosion on the internet. We've saw the explosion in the media, and the result of this is people like Richard Spencer that's getting national attention and is shining the light in directions that we have not seen in a long time. And with that in mind, this we must continue. And you know, I started a long time ago saying we fund ISIS. I was doing that on some local radio stations here in the area, and no one believed it. Everyone thought that was the craziest thing they had heard, even though, you know, I had a voluminous evidence. But now I wanted to play for you a short clip. This is Representative Tulsi Gabbard. She is the Democrat from Hawaii. It's short, but just listen to the legislation that she is introducing. Let's go ahead and play that clip now.
Mr. Speaker, under U.S. law, it is illegal for you or me or any American to provide any type of assistance to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or other terrorist groups. If we broke this law, we'd be thrown in jail. Yet the U.S. government's been violating this law for years, directly and indirectly supporting allies and partners of groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS with money, weapons, intelligence, and other support in their fight to overthrow the Syrian government. A recent New York Times article confirmed that rebel groups supported by the U.S., quote, have entered into battlefield alliances with the affiliate of Al-Qaeda in Syria, formerly known as al-Nusra. The Wall Street Journal reports that rebel groups are, quote, doubling down on their alliance with Al-Qaeda. This alliance has rendered the phrase moderate rebels meaningless. We must stop this madness. We must stop arming terrorists. I'm introducing the Stop Arming Terrorists Act today to prohibit taxpayer dollars from being used to support terrorists. Mr. Speaker, I yield back.
Now, how about that? Now we've got representatives in Congress actually pushing legislation, admitting the fact that nothing mainstream media has ever admitted that I know of. Cuck Todd, is he on Meet the Depressed going to break that news? Absolutely not. The only place you ever got this type of information was from alternative sources of media, broadcasts like RBN, David Duke. We could go down a long list that was actually pointing out these facts. Now, even though it's being admitted in the hallowed halls of Congress, you still don't see Wolf Blitzer coming out and saying, hey, folks, it's all having to be admitted now. We've been funding ISIS. You know, when you really start trying to take into consideration the whole geopolitical spectrum of the world and the destabilization that the United States has taken part in, the murderous mess we've made in the Middle East, and all the while, You know, funding terrorist groups, continuing war, while our young men and women die in the region, and you've got so many that are damaged mentally and physically. I mean, it is the epitome of evil. And yet, where is the outcry? If it wasn't for alternative sources of media actually doing the job that the mainstream media refuses to do because they hang on to their fake news, there would be a vast number of people out here that would never have learned some of these things. And, you know, it puts me in mind, it was a Saturday morning, I remember real well, and I had did a big long segment on ISIS being funded by the United States government. And it was, I guess, this was something a lot of people had never even thought about or ever heard. So their knee-jerk reaction was to immediately, you know, disregard it and label the messenger a fool or whatever. But now, you know, now that time has passed, time has a way. I mean, look how many people now question 9/11. Time changed. Look at how years changed people's views for darn sure of JFK. Time changes these things. And, you know, we can look back in retrospect when we're talking about fake news, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty. We could go through so many, but it was easy for them then because they had the stranglehold on the media. Growing up, there was three TV channels. You know, AM radio was huge, your small town AM radio stations. You didn't have, unless you could really go and do research on your own, you didn't have the ability. Now everyone's got that ability in the palm of their hand. And yet we still have a large segment out here that's clueless, but we've got a large segment that's not. And that's educating themselves more and more and more and more. And as a white nationalist, I tell you what I see. I see they're just like me. They get on this this quest, this adventure. And the further you go, the more you learn. Your opinions do change. I've admitted that on this broadcast many times. Your opinions change. But it's because of the education that you have given yourself and what you've read and learned. And really, to me, the key is history. Now, you know, last week we delved in the first hour. And I put the first hour up on the website because I had several people emailing me asking about the archive. And I think there might have been a little something going on. But my show was archived last Saturday. I mean, I'm not sure why I got those emails, but whatever. It's there. But, you know, I got into the Franklin cover-up and some of the history. And pedophilia has just been rampant amongst the elites. This is... I don't have any problem believing that this is true, even though, you know, I know what Snopes says and whatnot. But it's once you read the emails, and I read a lot of them to you. But interestingly, this week, this news story broke. Police have seized 150 terabytes of data material in the form of photos, movies, and chatting. It is one of the largest seizures in Norwegian history, police revealed at a news conference Sunday, this being last Sunday. The material shows abuse of children of all ages, including infants, says Hild Rikras, the head of the police operation Dark Room. She also gave examples of the scope of the abuse. The material includes penetration of toddlers, children being tied up, children who have sex with animals, children who have sex with other children, she said. 20 of the 51 people involved in the case have been arrested in the Western Police District. 16 of them were taken into custody. 6 of them remain in custody. 31 people are from other police districts, and these cases are still under investigation. The police stress that there is no question of one network, but several. Now, the 150 terabytes of child pornography is an absurd amount of content to think there is even that much of this illegal material to collect is shocking enough in itself. For those of you who are tech illiterate, you can grasp the scale by comparing it to the U.S. Library of Congress web archiving program, where they record a good chunk of internet activity, which amounts to 60 terabytes per year. You get that? The material uncovered featuring toddlers being tortured, raped, infant bestiality, and other atrocity lines up remarkably with the hard-to-believe testimony of this young British girl which on the surface is hard to believe. Now, I'm reading from a story on this, and it includes a YouTube video, so I'm not going to be able to share that. One of the accused men had included a pregnant girlfriend and planned with another to commit offenses against the child when it was born, police said. So what I'm trying to share with you is these pedophiles are sick, sick people, the sickest of the sick. And they really deserve a short trial and a short rope near a long tree. Some of the accused have also posted abuse directly online. That's what gets me about these people. They can't stop themselves from posting it online. It's just like the Comet Pizza. You know, they had the whole pedophile symbolism out front for everyone to see. They posted online and performed atrocities against their own children. The charges currently have a maximum penalty of imprisonment for 15 years. How can that be? They're going to keep Joshua Bonehill in prison forever for memes, but these people that actually do this sick, perverted stuff, they can only get 15 years maximum? On the list of accused is including two former and one current elected politician, well, sure, one school teacher, and of course, absolutely a lawyer. There's also a police officer who is charged in connection with one of these cases. The case against the policeman comes out of the investigation against one of the accused in Operation Darkroom, said police attorney Stan Ekeland in Southwestern Police District to VG. Looking to another article from the Norwegian newspaper on this matter, it appears the police officer involved with the investigation wasn't necessarily molesting children or consuming the pornography, but instead was just trying to cover up the story. The FBI has been accessing and apparently controlling this elite pedophile dark web portal before the arrest. The claim is that the FBI hacked in as part of their investigation to slip Trojans into the files hosted. The question is, if this is exactly what happened, why isn't the American press even reporting on this story? The investigation against the network has been extensive and ongoing for a long time. The FBI hacked in, took over the site with abused material, and distributed an invisible program that tracked the IP addresses and other information that could identify those who were viewing the page. As with everything, this is the tip of the iceberg, and we aren't even getting 1/64th of what is really going on here. No names, just a few quips in the Norwegian dailies, no associated press coverage. A global violent child abuse cartel made up of the society's most powerful, where most of the criminals are still at large, being uncovered in the last few weeks means that the people pushing for a full-blown official investigation into Pizzagate deserve credible answers, even if the Illuminati crisis actor kooks are coming out of the woodwork to ruin it in pursuit of a quick buck from sensationalism. I just wanted to share that because I thought it was interesting in light of all of the crazy things that's been happening with Pizzagate, where I'll again say I've read and read and read and read through these Podesta emails, and you know, it's just like this. I email friends and family. I don't write weird stuff about pizza all the time. You know, I rarely even eat pizza, but whatever. I mean, I don't do it about any kind of food, whatever. You just don't write these kind of weird emails to one another. It logically doesn't make sense. So it obviously there has to be, where there is smoke, there is fire. But here's the thing to learn from it. Here's the thing to learn from this story. There's going to be, I would be very surprised if Donald Trump done anything looking into Pizzagate. And, you know, there's so many different people that could pick this up and investigate it legitimately if they wanted to, but they won't. And, of course, mainstream media, we already see, is going to call this all fake news. It's just like, you know, Bohemian Grove or Bilderberg or any of these things. The mainstream media, if you go to protest a Bilderberg gathering like I did in 08 and 2012, Well, by golly, you look around, Sean Hannity's not there. Okay, he's not going to be. Wolf Blitzer's not there, and they are not going to cover these stories. And they like the thoughts of anyone that discusses this to be considered nuts. But I think, you know, the rabbit is has left the hat. You know, it is people now feel like they can almost believe anything, because they've been conditioned to do so, and they've been shocked so many times with what is truly the reality. I mean, you know, how about the Jared guy, you know, Subway, Pee Wee Herman? I mean, we could go down a whole big, long list. But here's the thing. The conditioning by the mainstream media of the constant depravity that they push on society, I mean, it is at an all-time, whichever way you want to look at it, low or high. All the TV commercials, all the sitcoms, everything that they can get their hands on, it is just race mixing. It is pushing alternative lifestyles, transgenderism. The more and more they do that, whether we like it or whether we don't, it resonates in the society. That's why when you go out into society, you see more of this. And, you know, it brings to mind, I don't know I haven't posted the videos, but they're all on YouTube. You can go there. If you look at some of the people that addressed Richard Spencer last week, one black lady in particular, who was wanting to discuss the dynasties of past African civilizations and the fact that the black race had created everything, and that the white race had stole it, and that we just copied them. And she said this is what she had learned from her education. I mean, there's so much disinformation, and it's creating all this divisiveness. And that's why, like, once you've got a big Jewish banker like George Soros that can fund this, that's why he can get this movement to travel on a bus from one state to another to create havoc. And of course, it's funding the nation wrecking. And even that is now common knowledge. But yet, you know, the government is not going to do anything about that. It's just like I said when I questioned my very own congressperson about that. Money is speech. Money is speech. That was the answer. So, you know, spending money on that is just an example of free speech in action, even though your campaign donations are limited. You can only donate so much, $2,700, to one individual candidate. George Soros's is unlimited, but that's free speech, and that's the system they want, because that's the system we have. If that wasn't the system they wanted us to have, it wouldn't be the system that we do have. So we should expect it to continue unless Donald Trump can really come in and does drain the swamp like he says. But some of his appointments makes that a little worrisome at times. But, you know, when we're talking about the Podesta emails, there's a couple that I've ran across in the last week. The WikiLeaks email that talks about a 7, 9, and 11-year-old children being in the hot tub as entertainment. That's not normal emails. And that's in the Podesta email leaks. And, you know, we've talked a lot about this, and there's more information. And I've got a lot of the YouTube videos posted on my website, thealternativemedia.com. And I urge you, if you are investigating this, to look into it and look at the dailystormer.com. Pizzagate, a few simple questions, because a lot of the pictures that are shown here, it is sad and tragic all at the same time. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I had to get this story in. You know, anything about Bradley Manning, Edward Snowden, Julian Assange is always interesting. RT.com has ran a story. It's currently on their website. The U.S. sent a plane load of FBI agents to Iceland in 2011 to frame WikiLeaks and its co-founder, Julian Assange, according to former Icelandic Minister of the Interior, who refused them any cooperation and asked them to cease their activities. In June 2011, the Obama administration implied to Iceland authorities that they had knowledge of hackers wanting to destroy software systems in the country. And Obama offered his help. The Interior Minister said in an interview with the Katiokos publication, I hope I got that. However, John Hansen, who is the Interior Minister, said he instantly became suspicious of the U.S. good intentions, well aware that a helping hand might easily become a manipulating hand. Later in the summer of 2011, the U.S. sent a plane load of FBI agents to Iceland seeking our cooperation in what I understood as an operation to set up a frame for Julian Assange, Johansson said. Icelanders seemed like a tough nut to crack, though, since they had not been authorized by the Icelandic authorities to carry out police work in Iceland, and since a crackdown on WikiLeaks was not on my agenda, to say the least, I ordered that all cooperation with them be promptly terminated, and I also made it clear that they should cease all activities in Iceland immediately, the politician said. So the U.S. were told to leave, and moreover, the politician made things quite clear for them. If I had to take sides, either WikiLeaks or the FBI or the CIA, I would have no difficulty in choosing. I would be on the side of WikiLeaks, he said, and he went on to discuss other whistleblowers like Edward Snowden. The Icelandic parliament actually debated whether Snowden should have been granted citizenship, but there hasn't been any political consensus on that matter. Now, Iceland is part of NATO, so any decision like that, you know, would be strongly opposed by the United States. But isn't that interesting? Actually, over there, trying to frame Julian Assange. You know, I've got a video on my website right now, and I would urge everyone to look at it. It's 11 of the most interesting stories that WikiLeaks has broke, and it's pretty quick. It just goes through them. But there is so much that we wouldn't know if it hadn't been for the work of Julian Assange. And I would love to see Trump come in and work to get him out of the Ecuadorian embassy. I know these rape charges are a bunch of trumped up charges against him. Bradley Manning is in jail as we speak. And, you know, he released the information that showed the lies that the U.S. government was telling about the murder of the two Reuters newsmen there in Iraq. I mean, it's amazing. Our whistleblowers, the ones that are actually telling the truth, that are exposing the criminality, exposing the cover-ups, exposing the vast amount of lying the federal government of the United States has done, not only to the people of America, but to the world, these people are jailed. And it goes back to my first hour. If you were listening during the first hour when I was discussing the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act that passed unanimously in the Senate, these people don't care about free speech. They go around and talk about it a whole lot, but they don't. They want to limit your free speech. They want to take away your free speech. Look, Twitter, Google, Facebook—they're all working in concert now. YouTube to try to eliminate your ability to criticize, especially in certain areas. They are wanting, well, they're not just wanting, they're successfully doing so, and it's not really so much incrementally being done. It's being rammed down our throat just to accept it. Now, there is alternatives to all of these, and maybe we should all consider that. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, 75% of invaders are children. Our children are adults. Sorry. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. You know, I had to get this in quickly just for the sake of the humor aspect. The Hill reported this past week that Brian Williams, you remember him? He used to be the NBC anchor. He's been delegated down to MSNBC. He said fake news played a role in this election and continues to find a wide audience, Williams said on MSNBC Wednesday night. Williams also targeted Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, for promoting links to fake news stories on his Twitter account. And, you know, this is Brian Williams, who he lost his job with NBC Nightly News for exaggerating details of his time reporting in Iraq. And they've got him out warning us about fake news. But, okay, I wanted to share this with you. 75% of invader children are adults. Now, I don't know if anyone else looks into this, but me. but me. But I mean, they're full of these stories. I mean, these invaders in Europe are—they're going to school like they're in the seventh grade, and you know they're 25 years old. This is from the New Observer Online. 600 out of 800 non-white invaders pretending to be child refugees in Denmark have been exposed as liars after they were subjected to medical tests, which proved them to be adults. Yeah, they have to test them to see if they're adults. The testing was started after it became obvious that most of the lying invaders were far older than they claimed and were hoping to cash in on extra benefits and fast-track the asylum processing. According to a report in the newspaper, the tests include teeth root x-rays, physical body examinations, and x-rays of knuckle joints in the hand, which are all reliable indicators. Man, they must want these invaders awful bad to go to all this trouble. The paper said that the teeth test consist of x-ray images of the invader's teeth and particularly the positioning of the wisdom teeth within the jawbone and the development of teeth roots. The indicators, the newspaper said, developed along of detailed and specific genetic paths, which means that the development stage can provide a very probable age of the subject. This is particularly valuable, the paper added, because even if the subject has been exposed to tooth decay, the root positions will still be normal. Finally, if the teeth aren't fully developed, it indicates that the subject is at least 21 years of age, if the teeth are fully developed. In addition, doctors also examined the invaders' bodies looking for developments in their reproductive organs and so on. From a summary of these tests, experts at the Danish Immigration Service have been able to accurately age the invaders claiming to be children and found that out of 800 test subjects, 600 were lying about their age. It's not just in Denmark that the invaders have lied to get into the country. In Britain, official figures reveal that two-thirds of all of the Calais jungle children who recently entered that country are actually adults. A report in the Sun newspaper said that the official UK government data from the year ending in June revealed that 1,060 asylum applicants' ages were all called into question. Of the 933 who were recorded as having an age assessment, 68%, 636, were deemed to be over the age of 18. I mean, you know, it is... Angela Merkel, the most traitorous, heinous, worthless piece of human excrement alive on the planet, in my opinion. I just, my heart goes out to all the European countries, but especially Germany, that is having to live through this disaster of demographic changes brought to them by Angela Merkel and her policies. And what better way to slow kill without firing a shot to drastically alter the future of these countries in such a dastardly way? But you know, it's a double-edged sword, because this has given rise to so many of the movements that we are seeing in these various countries. I mean, you'd have to be blind, deaf, and dumb not to put together the agenda that is at hand. And, you know, some of the videos we've discussed on this broadcast that showed pictures of what Paris looks like now, areas in Sweden, areas in Germany. I mean, it is, it's astonishing. But you know what is really interesting? As I say every week on this broadcast, the main news that I watch is NBC World News with Lester Holt, which is worthless, practically worthless. I only watch it to see what they are not reporting and what they are reporting, which is usually so slanted and biased, it's sickening. But anyway, nary a word do they ever cover about the plight of this. And then they'll cover a little bit about Syria and demonize Russia. And even that story is developing. I've got one here I'm going to get to quickly before this hour. winds up, because next hour I'm going to be playing the interview of Pastor Dankoff and Patrick Slattery. But let me move on. I wanted to get this in. How many times, those of you, I know there's some out there that's listened to this broadcast and all the places it's went and changed and rearranged in the last 8 years, but how many times have I done this story right here? It's not the same story. I'm not reading the same story all over for all these years. It just happens to be the same story. Just the numbers change. The Pentagon, and this is WashingtonPost.com, which is a fake news outlet, but I'm using it because I believe this is real news here. The Pentagon has buried an internal study that exposed $125 billion in administrative waste in its business operations amid fears Congress would use the findings as an excuse to slash the defense budget, according to interviews and confidential memos obtained by the Washington Post. So let me get this straight. Not only have they squandered $125 million, supposedly, but they're actually hiding it from Congress because they're afraid that Congress might use that as an excuse to cut their budget. Wouldn't that be a willful omission of the facts? Isn't that criminally prosecutable? I mean, just be a real estate agent and deliberately omit some facts, and you'll soon not have a license. But in Washington, D.C., I guess everything's different. Pentagon leaders had requested the study to help make their enormous back office bureaucracy more efficient and reinvest any savings in combat power. Yeah, we want to get that money to getting some war going. But after the project documented far more wasteful spending than expected, senior defense officials moved swiftly to kill it by discrediting and suppressing the results. The report issued in January 2015 identified a clear path for the Defense Department to save $125 billion over 5 years. Good luck with that. The plan would not have required any layoffs of civilian servants or reductions in military personnel. Instead, it would have streamlined the bureaucracy through attrition and early retirements, curtailed high-priced contractors, and have made better use of the information technology. Isn't that what they always say? You know, you remember the December... September 10th, 2001 Defense Secretary Rumsfeld speech where they had lost that $2.3 trillion, and then 9/11 happened, and you never heard anything else about that one. Isn't that interesting? Now, the study was produced last year by the Defense Business Board, a federal advisory panel of corporate executives and consultants. Based on reams of personnel and cost data, the report revealed for the first time that the Pentagon was spending almost a quarter of its $580 billion budget on overhead and core business operations, such as accounting, human resources, logistics, and property management. Spending $125 billion on that. Well, here's the gist of this story. Nothing's going to change. Wealth doesn't evaporate. It gets transferred. And that money's somewhere, rest assured. And next year, this same story will be sitting in front of me. But instead of $125 billion, you know, God only knows what it'll be. Unless Donald Trump actually goes in and drains the old swamp. I mean, I guess he would have to drain that swamp out into the ocean. Where could you drain that to? What area would be large enough? All right, couple of stories I want to get in here real quick. The Israeli government has taken yet another step toward its program to ethnically cleanse the occupied West Bank of Palestinians with a new law called the Regulation Bill, which has passed its first reading by the Knesset. The law legalizes houses built by settlers on private Palestinian land and forces the Palestinians to accept whatever payment is offered to them, regardless of the actual land value. I'm sure everybody probably knows this story. I mean, mainstream media has been covering it, right? The law is designed to steadily annex the land seized illegally by Jews in the ongoing colonization of the West Bank, an area which the Jews called by the biblical name of Judea. The West Bank territory, which includes East Jerusalem, currently has an estimated population of 2,785,366 Palestinians and approximately 600,000 Jews, all of whom have simply moved onto the land, even though the settlements are blatantly illegal under international laws. The deregulation bill says that if these illegal Jewish settlements were built in good faith, that if the settlers did not know that the land they were building on was privately owned by Palestinians, or the settlers had received assistance from the state to build their houses, then they will be allowed to stay in them permanently. Well, of course they will. In other words, the law effectively justifies and legalizes the illegal settlements. And as the leader of the right-wing religious Jewish Home Party, the current Minister of Education in Israel, Mr. Bennett, accurately stated today, the Israeli Knesset shifted from a path to establish a Palestinian state, which they never are going to do willingly, to a path of extending sovereignty to Judea and Samaria. Let there be no doubt, the regulation bill is what will spearhead the extension of Israeli sovereignty. The law also forces Palestinians who have had their land illegally seized by the Jews to accept whatever offer is made to them or get nothing at all. I mean, that story there never ends, you know, and it rarely gets any media attention whatsoever, the plight of the Palestinian people. And, you know, there's a lot of correlation that we could make with that, because when you look at the laws that we know they want to pass and where they want to take us here in America, disarm us, eliminate the Bill of Rights, eliminate your Second Amendment, eliminate your First Amendment. If you start thinking about where that would leave you ultimately, and you know, history's taught us what happens when peoples are disarmed, how they become subjects and soon exterminated or slaves or whatever. You better know that the plight of the Palestinian would be would come home if we ever allow these things to take place in this country. You know, I've said it before, we are the 21st century Indian. And I had an interview some years back with Russell Means where he stated that so eloquently. He's passed away now. But there was a lot of truth and logic in what he shared that day. Now, this is something that you may or may not know. This is coming in from the New Observer Online.com as well. Israel had launched another devastating airstrike in Damascus in a desperate attempt to thwart the final defeat of the terrorist rebels in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Now, this I've not seen anywhere on mainstream media, that Israel was involved in attacking Damascus. Now, the latest Israeli attack took place on the airport in Damascus near Syrian President Assad's personal home on Wednesday morning of this past week. The Syrian Arab news agency reported that the Israeli enemy launched at 3 a.m. Wednesday a number of surface-to-surface missiles from inside the occupied territories to the west of Tal Abu al-Nada, the land that is surrounding the airport west of Damascus. So this is news that you are absolutely, I mean, I don't have CNN, so someone could correct me if I'm wrong. They may, you know, be giving you 24/7 coverage of this. I don't know. But, you know, we've got the recipe there. Thank God. Hopefully Donald Trump's going to go in and use some common sense in these areas, because Hillary Clinton was going to make World War III out of Syria and the events with Russia. But we've still got a powder keg situation there, and we've got, what, 6 more weeks roughly maybe a little less, I'm not sure, over a month, but probably around 6 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks, of Barack Obama. We're seeing the things that he's pardoning all these people. He's trying to put people in place in different agencies. There was a story this week about that. I mean, there's a lot that they're trying to do to undermine as much as they possibly can, I guess, in light of Donald Trump going in as president. Now, back to the article, this attack was part of a desperate attempt on the part of the Israelis to... Let me start that over. The attack was part of the desperate attempts of the Israeli enemy to support the terrorist groups and raise their deteriorating morale, Sana added. This attack will only make the Syrian Arab army even more determined to cut off the hands of the terrorist agents and of the Zionist entity, which should be held fully responsible for the repercussions and consequences of these attacks. Coming up on a break, we'll talk about it on the other side. Back in moments.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I wanted to I'm just going to end with that story. You can go to the New Observer online and check it out. There's a wealth of information there. I urge you to do so. We've also got them in our RSS feed. Earlier today, my wife was reading to me from an article, and, you know, over the years I've forgotten so much, but it was Timeline of Population Control, and it is on, it's on my website if you scroll down, and that is really interesting. I had to reread it. I just wanted to share that with everyone tonight. You might want to go to that and check that out. It's really a jaw dropper. It's a little bit to take in, but you, I just wanted to mention that. And also, I had it in my notes to mention first hour. I'm not sure if I did, though. I will be a guest Monday, 11 o'clock Eastern time on the Dr. David Duke show. Tune into that as well if you can. And I want to remind everyone, too, go to the website, thealternativemedia.com, and scroll down, send a political prisoner a Christmas card. This is not an entire list. I'm sure there's others that could be added to it. But, you know, it being that time of year, that's from the Daily Stormer, Andrew England. But what a great concept, because these people that are in prison, you know, it's easily forgotten. They probably feel forgotten in me, and some maybe, you know, family. Who knows the situation? But because I can tell you from my experience here locally, getting involved in the plight of some people getting just hosed or railroaded by the judicial system, like I shared with you last week about a case I'm involved in at the moment. The sword of justice is tempered by mercy. I've seen very little mercy, and especially when with regards to the treatment of these people that are being arrested for thought crimes or what they are deeming now as hate speech, where it is just memes or cartoons. I mean, give me a break. We are traveling in the wrong direction rapidly. And, you know, Arthur Topham, Canada, I've covered that. These things are happening a lot. It's picking up speed. Well, you know, we have the free speech zones. Now, it's going to be interesting. At the inauguration, are they going to have a free speech zone for Donald Trump? Are they going to have one, you know, maybe in New Jersey or in Northern Virginia, way away? Because I bet you, and we should all plan to watch that one, I bet that is going to be something to watch. If you remember back to when George W. Bush was inaugurated and his walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, everyone was holding signs, jail the chief, and, you know, whatever, because of the election fraud that had taken place, the delay of calling the election, kind of like the North Carolina governor race here, where now Pat McCrory has conceded defeat, but which is strange. I just find that so strange with the way the voting was for Donald Trump, but whatever, that's a story for a different time. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. Stay with us next hour. We'll be playing the interview of Dr. Patrick Slattery and Pastor Dan Koff. Stay with me, back in a moment.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is the